My name is Emily Gwynn, and this is Waiting for the Reveal. It is believed the first woman ever cut in half went uncredited for her deed. It was 1921 at London's Finsbury Park Empire Theatre that we do remember. We remember the magician's name, P.T. Selbit, and when the woman was locked inside the wooden crate, her hands, feet, and neck were knotted into ropes, held by wary audience volunteers. Then it happened. Death passed through her body. Blades, glass, sheets all slipped through so easily. Spectators were mesmerized, the magician commended, and illusionists began to mimic and perfect the trick into decades of assistance shoved into boxes, thousands of women cut into parts, left waiting for the reveal. It was a simple act of contortion, of twisting the body inside itself, detaching itself into pieces. It is through the body we lose our way. Parts often go missing. It's best to catalog early. I have retraced my steps countless times. I have blood work and paperwork to prove my loss. An empty heartbeat, the anxious need to answer proof of fault. When death passes through the body, it comes out in secrets, in stories of women who slip out back doors unnoticed, disappear down driveways, gravel crunching beneath the weight of their storms. We learn to divide ourselves into diptych narratives, to take inventory. She never held a baby to begin with, but a still life traced first by pencil, then dipped into wax, folded into wings. It is through the body we can reappear onto stage, slip from boxes made for illusion, from smoke into applause. The way two hands can be chained to two other hands can suddenly erupt into bird. We can finally begin to feel whole again, the body speaking to itself. Remember, it says, let go.